Okay. Alright, so we're holding in Perek Rishon Ois Gimel in the Memorom, page Samach Tes. We started it, but we only did the first two paragraphs, so we'll start from the beginning to get back into it and see it b'shleimus. Hakara b'nefesh ha'adam kihi achas v'leishtayim. The recognition that the nefesh ha'adam is one and not two. Hi ha'yisoid l'tikun ha'midos. It is the foundation for rectifying one's midos. Let's open it. Umibeladei ze, and without this, I efshe lagi alatikun amidos bimloam uvishleimusam. Without this hakara, without this recognition that the nefesh ha'adam is just one and not divided, not two or more, it's impossible to reach tikun amidos in full, in wholeness. Dine anu roim lamashal b'achzorius. We see, for example, when it comes to cruelty. Lo nimtza b'shum pam sh'adam yitachzer al atzmo al echad me'evarav. We'll never find in any place that a person will be cruel to himself or to one of his evarim, one of his limbs. V'afilu al etzba ktana sh'baraglo, even on a small finger on the small toe, right? Even the smallest limb, a person will not be cruel to of his own. Olamatze. I don't remember if it was asked or we spoke about it or not, but Rabbi Yaakov Moshe writes in his Memoram on Avos, on Masechet Avos, he writes that he says that in Pirkei Avos, in his Shiurim in Pirkei Avos, so he said that even suicide, a person kills himself, even that is because of his love of life. Because a person loves his life so much, he's in such a terrible state, he can't continue to live like that. So even the suicide is really stemming from the love of life. He says that that's the most fundamental point in a person, is avat ha'chaim, is love of one's own life. The same thing, if you have a question, you know, sometimes to get into different fraternities in the States, for example, or chutz la'aretz, right? You have to do some wacky things, like, you know, cut your finger, I don't know, cut, you know, different, like, do different cruel acts to get in. You know, doing stupid things like this, but even that, it's not an act of cruelty. It's they're trying to get some greater good in their warped eyes, so they're willing to, you know, to withstand that kind of a pain.
According to the pain to gain.
Right, no pain, no gain. Right. So that's the yisoid of here, is that a person is never cruel to themselves. V'nidrash u'lu'matze, but as opposed to that, right, or connected that, anu royim, we see shemitzad hateva mitachzer kol echad azulato. We see that mitzad hateva, everybody is cruel to others. That's the teva, is that people are cruel to others. And I mentioned this already from, you know, I think I mentioned, right, the William Golding's book, Lord of the Flies, right, which came to paint that picture, that if you put a bunch of wealthy, civilized English kids, high-class English kids on an island together, you're going to end up being cruel and, you know, ultimately trying to kill the different kids that they pick on or whatever it is. Because, like we said, Yetzer Lev Ha'adam Ramin Urav, he wrote that as a response. He wrote that after the Holocaust, after World War II, right? The Germans, very civilized, the height of humanity, so to say, and look who they really were. So that's he showed that it could happen in England too, not just Germany. That was the idea. But the Yetzer Leva Adam Raman Urav, a person has a certain natural ability to do a natural netiyah to bad also, right? And specifically here he's talking about the midah of cruelty or rachmanas. So the person mitzada teva, and not necessarily will be cruel all the time, but he has the ability and he has a certain tendency to be cruel to others. V'nidrash lo'ayra b'kirbo yasmidas harachmanos k'de lahashkit et ichzarut. And it requires an effort on the person's behalf. It requires a person to stir within himself the midah of mercy in order to quiet his cruelty. Mize ana lemedim. From this we learn. Ki miteva ha'olam litachzer al mashehu zulato uleitiv imatzmo. The teva of the world is to be cruel to what's outside of him, to what's zulato, what's another, and to be meitiv and to do good with himself. That's the teva of a person. Ve'al kein, and therefore, kol zman sheyitzuyar le'adam metziut chaviro le'metziut zulato, as long as a person's image, as he pictures the metzius of his friend, the existence of his friend, as the existence of another, lo yitachen sheyitaches imo b'midot tovot v'yisharot. It's impossible that he will relate to him with good midos, v'yisharos, and correct, straight midos. V'afim yirgil atzmo b'zeh, and even if he will habituate himself in this type of a thing of acting nicely, adayin einem betuchim sheyezeh lo l'kin yimuchot. It will still, they will not be certain, it's not assured that that will be an absolute kinyan, right, an absolute kinyan in him. V'ulam be'emes kenu, and however it is true, he says because of this, actually, this is the truth is, sheha'ikur ba'avoides hamidos, the main thing in working on one's midos, working on one's character traits, is lahakir be'achtus hanefoshes, to recognize the unity of the souls. That in their base principle, at the fundamental level, they are unified with a complete unification. Ki oz nimtza, because then it will come out. Once you get to that hakara, once you get to that hakara of the achdus hanefashos, then it comes out subsequently. Lios min hanimne, becomes impossible litachzer al chaveira, to be cruel to the other person, to be cruel to one's friend. Because his friend is him and he is his friend. They're one. Once you get to that point where you realize that all the nefeshes are unified and they're all part of one big nefesh, if you get to that, then okay, automatically you're gonna be noyeg misnag with midas tavis, you're gonna behave with midas tavis to the other person. I mentioned that the Chavis Halavavas says, when I saw it the first time or heard it the first time, I was actually kind of frightened by it. I was actually disturbed even by this Chavis Halavavas in Shara Avodis Elokim, in the Hakdama to Shara Avodis Elokim, Pesach Hashar. So he says that he breaks down that there are like five categories of tovus bnei adam, of people doing favors or doing good for others. Ha'echa tovus avla ben, the father that does good for his son. Hasheni tovus adon al avdo, the master for his eved. Hashlishi tovus ha'oshir halarosh, the rich man that does tova with the poor man kedei lekabel schar shemayim, in order to receive reward in shemayim. Varavi tovus bnei adam. The fourth is people do things nice to each other because they want to get like a good reputation and they get honor as he's a really good person. The world repays him. I know somebody that helped people. Okay, a story where I don't give too many pratim, but he helped people build their houses. Okay. Mamish amazing chesed, you know, whatever. And then he went ahead and, like, he, you know, rooked other people once he got a reputation. as big Baal Chesed, whatever it is. So he was able to rook a whole bunch of other families, and this happens all the time, these kinds of things, right? So that's like a person, that's like an extreme of he'll get gemul ha'olam, he'll be paid back by the world, you know, like some people will do might have askanim that like really help people, whatever it is, because they want to get voted in. They don't really care about you. They care about the power. They want to be in a position of control. It's like anyway, v'chamishi toivas hachazak al hachalash, and the fifth one is the benefit of the strong person over the weak person. Bavur chemlosei alav. This is a very interesting one because he has mercy over him. V'shu ko'ev alin yano. He sees a person that's suffering. He sees a person that's like, you know, he can't take the pain. It hurts him to see it. So who's he helping now? Is he helping the person suffering? Or is he just, if he didn't see the person, he wouldn't have helped him. You know? He might get like a letter in the mail or whatever. Can you help out? Whatever it is. Yeah, but you actually see it. Oh, I can't bear to watch this anymore. You give him some help. Yeah, what's
this,
it?
It's going lower in levels. And that's a lower level than somebody who's helping in order to benefit.
Is he going through? I didn't pay attention to if it's.
Isham, that's something like this. It seems
I'm not. I don't know, I have to be my eye and think about it more, but.
Order like.
Yeah, it looks like yes.
That's supposed to be an order. That's like.
I'm afraid to say because I haven't learned this in recent years, but it could be.
Sounds like different types.
Yeah, the Iker, he's talking about different types, but the question is if the type is in a specific order here. Okay, I don't know. We have to look at it. So, but at the end of this whole, this is the background. The end of this whole introduction, he says this like most, most frightening statement. Kvar nira mimashi ekdamno. We've already seen from what we've prefaced. Ki kavonas kol metiv, the kavona of anyone that does good, lezulato, to another, mibne adam, to another person, hu lo te'elas atzmo tchila, it's first of all for his own benefit. First of all, for his own benefit. Veliknot kishut na'el olam hazeh olam haba. In order to get a good, you know, jewel, a good kishut, a nice decoration, either here in olam hazeh, you know, you get a candy for it, here in olam hazeh, or in olam haba, oylitchas tzar me'al nafshay, or to get rid of tzar from himself, he can't stand seeing people suffer, it hurts him, oylitakonas mamayna, or because it helps his money, it's going to help him financially, you know, people will trust him, be able to build his business better, you know. The Ein Kol Zeh Moneh Meshivchon, it's interesting, Chofetz Chaim Vilna says, it doesn't hold back from their praise. It doesn't mean you shouldn't praise them for their, it doesn't mean that like, what he's saying is that any chesed a person does is for these things. That's what it seems to be saying, yeah?
The Father and the Son also, the first level,
yeah.
My own benefit,
if
my kid.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you have to live it. He said, "Yeah, why does the person feel so?" Because it's in his investment. This is his continuation. Brakra davur. This is me. You know, this is a continuation of. So the end calls them my name is Shivcham. It doesn't take away from their praise, but the awesome and the fact that you have to thank them. From paying them back, even though that toiva, that favor that they did, is like borrowed in their hands, it's like not real. And they were compelled to do it. And they're not always there. Anyway, the reason he's giving this background is he's trying to contrast with the Rebbeinu Shlom's chesed that the Rebbeinu Shlom does for us. The Bashan doesn't have any invested interests. And he gives us all, so, you know, that's Machayev us. As he says, then we'll, at the later on, he says, V'nivchay roiv tovis ha'boir yisbarach v'chasto yolov. V'shebaro k'mo shebaro min achisoran ba'atzma. He goes into, you know, taking, that's where he's going with this. But for our purposes, what I'm saying is, this is basically what Riyakum Moshe over here is showing, that that this works very beautifully with the Chavis HaLevavos, because since the Chavis HaLevavos is showing us that psychologically speaking, a person's nature, a person's hatava, when he does good, it's really. I want to make a diuk over here because this is chashuv to me. He says and their toiva, their good that they do is not continuous. It's not all the time. V'loy nedivusam, and not their nedivus, their giving what? Huh? Generosity, good. Nimsheches v'chasidusam ureves, and their chasidus is mixed. In other words, this is what I wanted to point out. Chasidusam ureves. It's not that they're fully shaloi lishma. It's not that they're fully for themselves. Even before, when he said, it's l'toyelas atzmo tchilo. It's first of all for his own benefit. It seems to me the Chavis HaLevavos is also maida that there is a mixture of true generosity and altruism in a person. It's not that he's kol kuloi, but that's the primary interest that gets us. There's a mixture of lishma and shalai lishma. That's what it seems to me the Chavis HaLevavos is saying, which is chashuv. At least, you know, like, we're not complete egocentric.
This is like the gedor of a person, like who Avraham Avinu also included in this.
That's the mashmos of the Chavis HaLevavos. I don't know, but we'll see. I mean, again, from the Chavis HaLevavos, that's what's mashma. But I think even the Chavis HaLevavos is going to admit to what we're seeing over here in Rabbi Yaakov Moshe. That's what I want to point out. Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is using the same principle. He's using the same yisoid, and he's showing that's taka, the tev of a person is to be mativ to himself and not to be mativ to the next. He could even be cruel to the next, not to be. So the avoida has to be that everyone is you. The avoida is that you are one with everyone, and everyone is one with you. And mele, the hatava to the whole world is the hatava to you. It's you and the world are one. We mentioned Reb Shemeshkop mentions this yisoid in imani kan akol kan. It's the same yisoid of Hillel. Imani kan akol kan. If I am here, then everyone's here. That's what Hillel said by the Simchus Beis Hashoeva. So that makes the person an ish klal. That makes the person that feels responsible for the whole world, and he feels he has to be good with everyone. You know, just to bring this lasabra sois into it, to bring it down to modern day practical life. You have in politics, right? You have different groups and parties or whatever it is, right? And they're basically at war over, you know, getting the funding and over getting things or whatever it is. Everyone's sectorial politics, right, is interested for their own. Now, the whole concept of sectorial politics for Jewish people is really a very big contradiction to our essence. Because if a Yid understands that there's no you and me, if he understands this principle that Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is saying, that we're all one, so how could you not? How could it not hurt you? How could it not hurt? How could it not be like, it's you? How could it not you? How could you be mitachzer? I don't care what happens to him. I know what I need. How could you not take other people into account? How could it just be all about you? If you have a person that feels that everyone is one, so then the cheshbon is, I have to be fair. I have to be equally fair to all the different groups. There's no muck on the whole idea of politics. Right? The word politics comes from means. Power. That's the word politics. It comes from Roman or Greek word, Greek, right? It's power. That's what politics means. The chachma of how to overpower others. There's no makom for that. In if you understand this yisoid in Klal Yisrael, the Metzius was always that there was almost always were wars and whatever it is. But this is certainly what we have to aim for. All right, let's go weiter.
You seem to say it's a foregone conclusion that it's a human limitation of having perfect. You brought down the Pesach.
Yeah.
It's like that it's not possible. It's like Kadosh Baruch has that. He gives you nothing. You just can't do that. Right? You don't have that. He's saying even on the highest level that he brought down there, it seems to be.
So we'll see. We didn't yet finish with this. We'll see in the continuation of Rabbi Yaakov Moshe. we're going to move this Bez Hashem to another level.
Even by the Kodesh Baruch Hu could be a chok, you know, Harei B'sefer Shel Dabar Or Chelek Elokam Imah.
Okay.
We're not nivtel from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Then be'etzem what we're doing over here is being mis'alef from the Olam HaPirud to an Olam where we're living the Ichud. I mean, maybe we're all one. I'm saying that the Kodesh Baruch Hu also works in such a way to an extent, yeah?
No, but just...
The Kodesh Baruch Hu is giving Bechinam, but the whole world is all part of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, not just Chaytif.
So that's what it is, not how our interactions are in saying that how we have to view it technically, but we can't get to that point. It's, being...
No, so you say... He's saying right, but what you're saying, we're in this bind where we're trying to break out of it. In other words, we're trying to get above ourselves, so to say. We're trying to get to that shayrish of our nefesh, and that's basically tapping in. When we get to the shayrish of what is the mokum of actus of nishmas Yisrael, it's the Rabbanu Shalom. It's that mokum. It's that mokum of ruchni. It's that mokum of ori and sof be'etzem, which is our shayrish. That brings. That's the koyach ha'achdus that's in everything. So taka, we have that chelek eloi kamimal in us, and therefore we're able to now also get up to there. But what he's saying is that ultimately the Rabbanu Shel Olam, this chayvus halavavus is ultimately also parallels the Rabbanu Shel Olam himself. In other words, since there's nothing outside of the Rabbanu Shel Olam, so all the chesed the Rabbanu Shel Olam does is hakol bara lechvaydai. It's all for his own purpose and sake and whatever it is, his game plan, his thing. Why, we have no idea. We don't know, but hakol bara lechvaydai. So everything he does is also for himself on that level. You know,
just as a bechina of being in an olam hapirud and having somebody else who's nivdal from you, that then you're doing it in a completely selfish way, where even if you're doing it for things, you're doing it for yourself, that means to say you're taking advantage of something else, versus when you meromim yourself to a level where you're now one and remade naturally you want to give to him. But that's no longer a selfish thing. That is the highest level that we can get to.
Right, and that
it's not a davar shafel in any way that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is doing everything lechvaydo. Because it's not that there's a Kodesh Baruch and something else, and the other thing is now coming to Mesharis.
Right. There's nothing else. Yeah.
The double shuffle that the Chavis HaLavos is talking about is that you exist and somebody else exists, and you're using his existence to serve you, instead of trying to use your existence to serve him. Those Musagim are not Shaykh in an Olam where you're talking about Yichud.
No, in Olam of Yichud, there is no Zulat. That's what he's really saying.
Rabbi, when you say that Hashem, in a sense, is doing it for his own covet, we wouldn't call that selfish, though, obviously, right?
Right, for the same reason that he's just saying, is that at the level of Hashem's level, right, that level, there's nothing outside of that oneness.
Yeah.
There's no other. So selfish is only when there's two, and you care only about yourself and not the other.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's no other, there's no issue of selfishness. It's not selfishness.
Could a selfishness take advantage of somebody else for your needs?
Yeah.
Could if we today would ki'ilu be borrow a child to serve us, they would have a certain level of selfishness.
Or just ignoring the other person.
Yeah, or whatever, but they would have a certain level of selfishness.
Yeah.
When we're bichlal just talking about an expansion of ourselves, but not an akuda of taking advantage of somebody else for us, it's just not the same. It's a parameter that we don't have any way of
judging.
Huh?
Right hand to the left hand.
Right.
Not a possibility.
If a person
just
gets to this level where they, so you see everyone as you, so to speak, so that you can do things for everyone, and it's like taking advantage of this, being that you have a dream to want to do things for benefit,
right.
Is that also that's going to be considered selfish, or can you get to a level where that's not selfish?
Again, I didn't.
Meaning we have this ability, we realize that we have these levels of doing things for others for our own benefit.
Right.
But you could eventually realize that everything is quote unquote you or all one. So then you'll be able to do everything.
Right, and then it won't be selfish.
And
then
that,
it won't be that.
So that
will right.
Also won't be considered selfish either.
Right. That's where Rabbi Yaakov Moshe. That's where Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is going further than what we saw in the Chavis Halavavos. That's what I'm pointing out, is that we can really bring ourselves above this natural thing that the Chavis Halavavos is speaking about by getting to this higher madrega where there's no other. Where there's no other. And then it's already, that's not selfishness. That's like you phrased it, like expansion, you know, where we're, it's we're getting to that level of
knowing
achdus.
Whether it's like that or not is whether a person puts himself before the other.
Right.
Will a person do it for when it comes between the two? Obviously, there's a level that we can't fail.
I give you an example, a very interesting thing. Rav Kook, when people would come to him to daven, even family members, especially family members, but they would come to him to daven, like for a chayla, whatever, things like that, he, for the most part, he would tell them he can't. And he would like send them to the different tzaddik, whatever it is. And he explained it to those who, certain people, he explained it that for him to specify specific names in davening brings him out of the matzav of achdus of Klal Yisrael. He's not able to focus. It already brings, it's an issue of perud by him. It already is like there's a him and there's this people, this person and this person and this person. And by him, he davened for all of Klal Yisrael as a oneness, maybe that all the shefesh should come down to everyone. And he didn't want to lower himself. He couldn't. He didn't feel he couldn't lower himself from that madrega to be mefarit, even for relatives, because relatives even more for you, so to say, like more, you know, because you feel a certain oneness with your relatives, and the next circle of people, less, you know, friends is also oneness compared to strangers. And for Rav Kook, there was no strangers. It was all one. It was all one. So that's the level of achdus. Right. So, achdus lo yitzuyah, the achdus hanefashos, the union of the souls, lo yitzuyah, zulas keshemakirim ba'nefesh, ki hi achas. To get to the idea, to get to this understanding of the unity of the nefashos, it's impossible to picture such a thing without first recognizing that the soul is one. And to reach that understanding that the soul is one, it's impossible to get zulas kshemakirim ki hanefesh eidena mimisgeres ha'avaya. Ki imi mashalamalam in kol ha'misgeret lezu. You can only reach the havana, the understanding that the soul is one, when you realize that the soul is not from this system that we are existing in. It's not from this physical, bound, and limited system. It's coming from above. It's coming from above the misgeret that we live in, the framework that we are used to over here. It's coming from the out of bounds, so to say. Because what's ever inside the universe, inside of physical universe, right?
Existence.
Yeah, okay. I'm personally using, yeah, but physical, yeah, that's the, yeah. Hu kuloi herkevim miyasodos shonos shehurkavu yachad. Are all, right, grafted from the different fundamental elements that were grafted together. Like we mentioned, the concept of Arba Yesodos, that everything is at its basis. What that, you know, the idea is, like what mentioned from the Ramban, physicality is in its essence a grafted product. It's not a oneness. In its essence, it's one of perut. Ve'ein lecha davar b'teicha havaya she'einenu murkav. There's nothing in the existence, within the physical existence, that's not grafted. V'chol murkav, and anything grafted, yesoy de nifrad. Its base is separated. She'chalakim nifradim Rakvu vayula chadim, that different parts were grafted together and made into one, but that's still not a full oneness. It's not a pure oneness. Ulezois calls manchesh kuim b'mizgeret havaya. And for this reason, as long as people are sunken into the frame of the universe of physical existence, in rayon ha'achdus shayru miskabel klal. So the idea of achdus just can't rest and can't be accepted. It can't be received by the person. Zulas kishemivinim bi yisoid neshama. Unless you understand in the yisoid of the neshama shaleh nema, that about the neshama it was said by yipach ba'ap of nishmas chayim, that Hashem blew into right the nose the neshama nishmas chayim over zayah kodesh man denofach mitoychin ofach, says in the Zohar, that one who blew, he blew from his own self. In other words, the neshama of the person is just literally is coming out from the essence of the Rabbanu Shalom himself. The idea that means is that the neshama is not grafted mehafredim, mehapradim. It's not from different things, from different parts. It's completely unified. And any ichud like that, any unified thing like that coming from Kibayochel Rabbi Yisrael is not separatable into parts. It's not divisible. The only, what happens is they're like, so to say, lines that expand from it and become different bechinos down here below. Okay, similar to like rays, different rays of sun, so to say. So you'll have different like lines going down. Okay, so that it looks like it fragments down here within the universe, within the existence, within the physical existence. But you have to have this when you have this understanding that the neshama is essentially one true oneness, echad ha-pashut, like the Rabbanu Shalom. Rak az olim lahavin, only then can you go up to understand, can you be elevated, can you elevate yourself to understand. Kemoichin, similarly, gam es klalus hanefosh shel beis Yisrael, also the klal, right, the general body of the nefoshes of all of klal Yisrael, right? You have to understand that your own personal, each personal neshama is coming from the Rabbeinu Shalom himself, from the pure oneness that's not divisible. Then from there you understand as well, if that's the case, then also all the nefoshes of Beis Yisrael are coming from that indivisible oneness. And therefore, they're all one, and they're not separable. And through that, misyashos hamidos, mistaknos, umizdakhim, uboim leklal ha'akara achdutit, achduta nefashot, vitachdutam v'ashem elokei Yisrael. Through that, the midas of a person become straight, become rectified, and become pure, and they come to the klal, the general recognition, right, the general oneness recognition of the oneness of the nefashos, and how they all are unified in Hashem Elokei Yisrael. In other words, Hashem Elokei Yisrael is the source of unification of our nefashos, because all our nefashos are coming from Him. Man de nofach, midilei nofach.
So if a person, you know, let's say is akzari to another person.
Is what?
Akzari.
Akzari.
So really it's coming out that he's being akzari to himself, his own neshama,
right.
But is he akzari also to Hashem?
The truth is that yes, the truth is yes, and that's why there's many mikaris for such a thing, right? That anyone that hates the Jewish people is considered someone that hates Hashem. Automatically, if you're mazik, if you're damaged Klal Yisrael, you're a kibiyachol. If you're fighting against Klal Yisrael, you're fighting against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's an automatic thing. All right, we'll get. He's going to get there too. Well, let's leave it for when we get there. Va'od ladas, and you have to also know, kiz kukim ma'od legilui hanefesh achas. It's very, very important, very necessary, the revelation of the one soul, hi hanefesh elokit, which is the godly nefesh. V'harbe harbe tzrichim lamo legilui aboy ba'atzmo. And you need to work hard, you need a lot of work to reveal it in himself, to reveal the nefesh elokit, which is, that's the nefesh achas, is the nefesh elokit. Ki omnam kein, that takes a lot of work to reveal that nefesh in the person. Ki omnam kein ma shechosh v'ezim ha'filosofim shenefesh ha'ad v'nefesh ha'chamosh shavim, because yeah, there were some philosophers who thought that the nefesh of a person and the nefesh of a donkey are equal. They're the same. Be'emes kenu. It's really, in a certain level, it's true. Yesh gam nefesh ba'ames b'toicha adam. There really is an animalistic nefesh, an animalistic soul, an animal soul in the person. V'hi ha'nefesh shechazu v'sigo. And that's the nefesh that the philosophers saw and understood. There, that's the nefesh that they were focused on, that they related to. And those wandering people, okay, that don't want to raise themselves above existence, right? The physical existence, the misgeret, the system of this physical existence. They don't want to bring themselves up above this limited physical existence. Yisharu be'emet b'tzayrutzu. They're going to really remain in this picture. Ki ha'nefesh elokis ne'lemes mem, because the nefesh elokis is hidden from them. V'shaletes b'kirbon rak ha'nefesh b'hamis. And the only thing that's ruling inside them, what's in control inside them, is just the nefesh b'hamis. It's the animal soul. The one that taka is equal with the soul of the donkey and the eagle. And it's only through the tremendous work, right, the big effort to be magala, to reveal inside of him his godly soul. Only then does it actually become revealed and illuminate inside, give off or inside of the person. The lack of will, desire, to raise oneself above any of this limited existence, ulahakir b'nishmoseh elyon nafsha achas, and to recognize his high soul, which is one, that nefesh ha'achas, ha'bilti murkeves ve'enin nefredes, the ungrafted and the inseparable soul, hu shemevi la'itnamchut v'irida v'ashpala. That is what brings a person to a lowering and descent. Another lashon of lowering, they're both there, right? Like, a loneliness. To imagine on something which is completely wrong, that the nefesh of a person and the nefesh of a donkey are the same. And that he and the behema are eating from the same trough. It's an expression, right? Okay. Because so is the midah in anything of the soul. This is very important now. This is a very, very important yisod, what he says here. Ki chein ha-midah b'chol dar l'nafshi. This is the way. This is the midah of any thing that has to do with the soul of a person. Shemechapeset et hitpartzuta. That is searching for its breakout. It's searching to break out. And if it doesn't find a place to break out up above, all the way up above, it bursts out down below. In other words, there's a nefesh ha'elokis in the person that's bursting to get out, that's bursting to reveal itself. Right? There's a nefesh ha'elokis in a person that just wants to express itself. Needs to express itself. It's bursting to break out of the limitations of the body and give itself expression. And if it doesn't have that ability to break out up above, which is what it's supposed to have, that's right, it's supposed to reveal itself in a ruchniyistic way, lamala, lamala. But if you don't give it that, then it breaks out down below, way below, lamata, lamata. V'itpartzut yirudazu, and that, this down hitpartzut, this descent, this hitpartzut of descent, no, where the person has a yurida and it breaks out down below. Mevia gamli de tmurois v'schalfiois nerois, brings the opposite things, terrible change, the total opposite. Instead of being the biggest kedusha, it turns rachamal latzlan into the worst things. Ma shetzrichim liyaches la nafshius. What really needs to be attributed to the unlimited souls, or souliness of the nafshius of a person, the unlimited nafshius of the person, instead they're miyachesit to the limited koiches of a person. Ki ha'it partzut poretzet. Because one way or the other, that the bursting out is going to happen. V'kol mokom shetimtza himit pashetet. And wherever it can find, it's gonna spread. Yeah, it's looking for. There's a hole somewhere there where it's gonna get out. Umikan ta'ut kata medabrim ha'omrim shekol meduma efshari. From here lies the mistake. And before we go further, I just like the importance of this should be obvious, especially in our door. In our door, it's mavur that in Sfarim that we're getting closer and closer to. I mean, that's pashat, right? To Yemaisa Mashiach, and there's a certain light, and there's also certain neshamas that are being brought down to the world that have a tremendous high makom. Tremendous come from very high neshamas. And Rav Kook actually labeled it that the neshamas of his dar, presumably it's also now, neshamas from the Olam HaToyu. Olam HaToyu is the Kabbalistic terminology for the world that preceded this one, which was like the world of chaos, literally, which is before our Olam, which is, I don't know our Olam, but the world afterwards, Ma'aseh Bereishis, which is Olam HaTikun, world that's rectified, right? The Olam HaToyu was chaotic, and it didn't last. We're not going to get into it, right? The whole idea of Shviras Akelim, or Mises HaMlachim, the kings died, you know, it's, if anybody recognizes the song Humpty Dumpty Sat on the Wall, that's where it's really, that's where it's coming from. It is. Mm-hmm. Humpty Dumpty Sat on the Wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall.
Yeah, but what do you mean that that's where it's coming from?
All the... It comes from the...
All the king's horses.
All the king's horses and all the king's...
The Kabbalistic song?
What? All the king's men.
Couldn't put Humpty
back, yeah. It's what it's stemming from. The king's, you know, the fall, the king's horses. Yeah, they also had... Goyim also were familiar, some of them, with... Kabbalah, you know, Spinoza learned Kabbalah. You know, there are people that. That's what I heard. I don't know who's the one that, whatever it is. But certainly, even if the person that wrote it wasn't aware of it. In other words, the imagery. No, this imagery, you have to know. I read different history books. And this imagery appeared in all different Geisha literature. Saying, going back to early historical periods of writing, it appears in many, many different historical accounts, this same imagery of breaking and falling and whatever it is. It's like mamish that whole Inyan of Shviras HaKelim and the Mises HaMelachim and whatever. So it wasn't, you know, so it was out there. I'm saying the source of that imagery is coming from Taka, from this big Yisoid in Kabbalah. In any case, my point is why we're getting into there. Oh, so you have very, very big neshamas today in Klal Yisrael, and we have a very limited system of how to. We don't know how to deal with them, right? We're using a certain system that was set up under certain circumstances and certain, you know, certain whatever it is, and trying to continue in that way. Right, we have a Messiah, like that, you know, Messiah, and that's not the way they did it, and that, you know, so you can't make changes. Well, you can make changes, but the Rebbeinu Shalom is making changes whether you like it or not. Right? So if that Koyach Eloki that's in the people, the Koyach HaKadusha HaGdoyle Ma'oy that's in the people, is not given a direction to express itself. It's not given the right Hadracha, the right guidance of how to funnel it into the right way. So Rachman Aslan, it's gonna burst out one way or the other, but it's gonna burst out in bad things. It's gonna be burst out, and that's something which is mamish a major issue. We need to call echad ve'echad, every person on his own in his own way with his kids and people you know, whatever it is. It's a message that's very important that the door starts to hear, is that there's not. What's the way they deal with it? There's a certain natural stomach reaction that the way to deal with things that were bursting out. So you have to seal it that much tighter. So you're gonna hold it in, right? If the tzibur is getting a little bit too you know, seeing things outside of itself, you know, whatever. So the only way to do it is now you have to make it, you have to suffocate them even more to make sure that they don't get out. But that's not going to work. It's going to burst. One way, something's going to burst. So you can have a good burst where the guy goes bursting off into high levels of kedusha and becomes a big tzaddik and helps Klal Yisrael in big ways or whatever it is. Or you can have the opposite. It'll burst into tumah, into nonsense, into tivus, into whatever it is, because he's got, we call it energy, yeah. But there's spiritual energy in a person. It's not just energy. There's spiritual energy in a person. And the spiritual energy, if it's not given itself in spirituality, so it gives itself into, Rechmal Letzan, to the opposite.
Someone told me that when I had in Arnoth in Reb Ruben's show,
mm-hmm.
I had a kenneth about the internet or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So Reb Ruben, when he spoke, he said that there was a kenneth of Rabban in Berstein about the Pigeah Technologia.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody spoke and whatever, at the end of our night turned to them, he kept quiet. At the end he turned to them and said, no, so what are you going to do about it? He said, whatever. He said, one thing I'm asking from you. Our night said to them, one thing I'm asking from you. He said, don't ask her completely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you
said, I've said sometimes that taking Kabbalah, I'm not saying this as everybody has to know their own self. But I know there was one specific Kabbalah that I took upon myself one year in Erev Rosh Hashanah, whatever. I've used this tactic in different ways, but it was that's when I realized how powerful the tool is. And I was misbehaving, how would I do this thing? Like, I'm not going to be oimed in it. I knew I was like, there's like almost no chance I'm going to be oimed in that thing, in that Kabbalah that I wanted to take upon myself. So so I decided, right? It wasn't Isser or something, but there was a certain I wanted to stay away from a certain thing. So I decided I would allow myself once a week. You know, I think maybe in the first year I used that heter like one time or two times, and since then like never again. But like psychologically, after some time, even just the psychological fact that you can, you know, pas pasale. It's the concept of paspasale, your bread in the basket. Yeah, you could if you, whatever. That, but if you tighten the thing too much, it bursts out in a different way. And this kind of leaves that, like gates are like kind of under control, and then you can now bring your that will bring you into kedusha, will bring you into a higher level. And then you become even, I don't say it takes a lot of chachma, but this is the basic you said here, as far as the practical measures of what we saw is that everything's going to burst out. It's just a question of if it's up above or down below. Okay, weiter. Mikan tos kata medabrim. From here is the mistake of the group of those who speak, ha'oimrim, that say, shekol medume efshari. You hear this? There's a mistake people make. They think that anything that's imaginable means it's possible. If you can imagine something, it means it's efshari. It means it's possible. Ki nitchalef, that's a mistake, he says. Ragamash says a mistake. Ki nitchalef lehem mima sheyesh liyaches lanefesh elokit. Because they've gotten mixed up. It's swapped for them. It's become changed for them. What they attribute to the nefesh elokit, mima sheyesh, from what's attributable to the nefesh elokit, to the pictures of the nefesh that's inside the physical existence. Mitzad ha-dimyon shebenefesh ha-bahamis sheher kevis. Mitzad the dimyon, right, that's in the nefesh ha-bahamis, which is her kevit, it's divisible, or grafted. Be'emes lo yitachen, I'm sorry, mitzad ha-dimyon shebenefesh ha-bahamis sheher kevit, be'emes lo yitachen shekom edumi efshari. Mitzad the dimyon that's in the nefesh ha-bahamis, right, the imagination that the nefesh ha-bahamis has, which is inside of, right, it's graftable. It's not true. It's not true that every medume, every imaginable thing is possible. Masha'en ke mitzad ha-nefesh ha-achas. Masha'en ke mitzad ha-nefesh ha-achas. He-elokit. The godly nefesh. Mitech she-elokit. U-bilti mukevet. Since it's godly and it's ungrafted. Kol ha-meshur hu-efshari. Anything that can be estimated is possible. It's all, not the sky's the limit. Right? There's no limit because it's godly. va'adirabo hefsharut harbe yoter ba mima sheba b'shiur. He says the hefsharut, the possibility is much, much more than what is actually in shiur, in the limitation here. Kichen mekoro lamala mikol gvulomida, because its source is really above any limitation. So the source is, so he's, I'm not 100% sure over here what he's getting to. He's clearly, there's something that's like, he was bothered by something here. He's like saying, right, this, but apparently he's saying that there's this idea that, you know, we have this in Judaism. I remember Rav Moshe Druk Zatzal. I don't know if anyone knew him. Tyre Yid, a big Talmud Chacham in Yerushalayim. He gave his big darshan, gave famous shiurim, and he's very popular. His sons, you know, he has a son, huh? Rav Osher Druk, he has a lot of sons, Talmid Chachamim, sons-in-law. Kitzer. So he once, he used to like to, I was in Kail with him, the same Kail for a year with him, and he used to like to torture me. He used to like to, I mean, he's saying in a nice way, but he used to like to, you know, kind of start up with me a little bit. He had a funny, certain like way to him. So he said, right? There's nothing that stands before the rotzen of a person. So he said, Shtuyot! Ani rotze liyot millionaire! Ani omer lecha, ani rotze bekol libi liyot millionaire! Vani lo yechol liyot! He said, it's not true! I want to be a millionaire. There's no way I can be a millionaire. I can't. I'm not going to be. I'm not a millionaire. I guarantee you I want to be. And the truth is that it's really a mis... there's a zohar that's used as the source for this. And it's a total misconstruing of that zohar. The zohar has nothing to do with what we call ratzon. It's absolutely nothing. It's talking about the ratzon sphere is keser, that there's nothing that stands before the sphere of keser, which is the ratzon of the Rabbanu Shlalom. Not talking about the ratzon of a person, right? But Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is really saying that if you're ratzon, that's exactly what he's saying. That's the mistake is, which Rav Druk was being mayor, that you think everything imaginable is possible. You think any ratzon that you have or any dimyon that you have is a possibility. I'm comparing the two. It's not 100% the same nekuda, but it's the same yesod here. Not true. But what is true is that the ratzon ha'eloki in a person, that there's no limit to. The ratzon ha'eloki in a person, that's something that's already, because that's stemming from the keser, that's stemming from the real ratzon in the zayah. Rabbi Yaakov Moshe says this in a number of places, that you should never think, he speaks a lot about this in a number of places, you should always realize that there's no limit to what a person can get to in Ruchnius and to Atzlocha and Lima Torah and to Chidushim and to, there's no limit whatsoever. He said, it's true, we have Kishrinus, we have certain capabilities, and there are people that have more capabilities and people have less capabilities. But that's just from, again, within the natural physical existence. But if you are open yourself up and you make yourself a clear to the Rabbanu Shalom, so then it's not you anymore. Then whatever the Rabbanu Shalom wants to bring into you, and he says, who knows, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to bring into you tremendous, tremendous giluyim, tremendous revelations, tremendous chidushim, tremendous hilchim, and especially if you make yourself a vessel to the Rabbanu Shalom, and you know it's not you, it's just the Rabbanu Shalom, which was Moshe Rabbeinu, Anav Mikol Adam. He said, it's nothing, there's nothing, I'm not here. As Hashem Alekecha Tira, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe says, L'rabbis Talmidei Chachamim, how does it work that it's, how could you fear God, fear Talmid Chachamim, how can you put the two together? Because the Talmid Chacham is mevatel himself to the Rabbanu Shalom, so that he's not there. It's, so if he's not there, that means that what you're fearing from the Talmid Chacham, you're fearing Hashem himself, because the Talmid Chacham is mevatel himself to the Rabbanu Shalom. He just sees, he doesn't see himself at all. He just sees the Rabbanu Shalom in everything in his life. He sees everything he is about is just the Rabbanu Shalom. So Mela, having Yira from the Talmud Chacham is having Yira from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mamash.
But
Bidiyuk. So that's Enechanami. Enechanami, that's Mamish. This is Enechanami. The Chayv Salavavis is writing, which we know is a Nigla, Musradika, Machshavadika Sefer. And Rabbi Yaakov Moshe here is coming from Kabbalistic understanding and sources. And that's Mamish. The Nigla, we always say, is like the Komat Karka. It's the base floor, and the nistar reveals to us higher levels, and that on those levels we can work in a different way. So in El Chanami, if a person, that's exactly what Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is saying over here. If a person changes himself and is megalu more and more as nefesh elokit, he becomes one with everyone, and he becomes and the memela, he'll be misnaig with midas tevis. It'll be much easier to have midas tevis. The more a person feels one with everyone, he doesn't have that yetzahara to hurt people and to be misachzer, to be cruel to other people, or to just disregard other people. He cares, and the same thing with the last nekuda that he's talking about, right? Basically, there's no limit. There's no limit. Once a person becomes, he reveals himself nefesh elokit, he gets more and more attaching himself to the infinite, where it's all Ratzon Hashem. And if you make a kli, like we said all in the beginning of Shiur, if you make a kli to be a kli to the Rebbeinu Shalom, so the Rebbeinu Shalom uses the kli. that's a haftacha. The Rebbeinu Shalom uses the kli, and you can't now just bind yourself by what you think is your physical capacity, because your physical capacity is not negay. It's not relevant anymore. Not relevant. At a certain level, everyone, you know, will also still be, you know, even by Moshe Rabbeinu, right? It said that he was like chetzi elokim, chetzi malach on top, chetzi elokim, chetzi, right? Half godly and half human on bottom. So we do have, obviously, certain, you know, we still have to eat and drink. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he went up to Har Sinai, the Shemai, so then he 40 days, 40 nights without drinking, fine, but we still have a certain, we still have physicality, we still have certain things, but clearly our keiches and our abilities are many unlimited compared to what our natural understanding of ourselves is. The truth is that even within, like we spoke in Pesach, Hanukkah time, right? That even within our capabilities, there's hidden capabilities. Those who were here for the Hanukkah Ashir from Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, right? That there's hidden capacity within the person, which is really in the person. That's already within the person. Here we're talking there's even beyond that. Even beyond that, there's the infinite capacity. Alright, Hashem, next week we'll actually we'll see if we're going to continue the next ice or go to the Rambam. I'm unsure which one to do first. Okay, so there, good work.